there. I'm John Oliver, host of HBO's This Week Right Now, or whatever the f*** it's called. We are off this week, but we wanted to quickly address one absolutely huge story.
Naturalists are predicting a big summer for cicadas in the Northeast.
Big, noisy, and numerous. Cicadas are set to emerge again from their unusually long reproductive cycle. The ones coming out of the ground this summer were conceived in 1999.
Yes, the cicadas are coming. And this latest batch have been hidden from the world since 1999. And if they're anything like humans conceived in 1999, I'm guessing all the girl cicadas are named Madison and the boy cicadas are named Tyler. Sadly, they won't have much time among us. They'll live for 2 to 6 weeks, mate, and then die. And so that they don't waste, that's an odd thing to whoop, but so that they don't waste too much time catching up on what they missed, I just want to take a few minutes now to get them up to speed on what has happened in the last 17 years. Welcome to the new millennium. Welcome to the new millennium, cicadas. A lot fewer people are calling it the millennium than we thought they would in 1999. First, let me catch you up on politics. We voted in a second President Bush by a narrow margin and rejected a third President Bush by an enormous margin. As for technology, we've made a lot of strides since 1999. For example, the internet no longer screams in agony as you dial into it from your phone line. In fact, you might well be watching this on YouTube, which is a video distribution platform where teenagers become famous for playing video games and opening boxes. In sports news, the Red Sox finally won a World Series, making their fans somehow even more insufferable. And Michael Jordan, while still possibly the greatest basketball player ever, is now someone that we mostly make fun of because he cried one time. In terms of pop culture, and brace yourself because there are some big surprises here, Dr. Dre is now a multimillionaire electronics mogul. This guy won a Grammy for Best Rap Song. The curly-haired guy from NSYNC is one of the biggest entertainers in the world. And the lead singer of R&B group Destiny's Child is essentially our queen now. On your knees, cicadas! On your knees before the queen! Oh, and some things that were very popular in 1999 have become a lot scarcer, such as carbohydrates and Cosby Show reruns. And finally, and amazingly, we all just stopped paying for music and porn, and I think we've gotten away with it. So frankly, that should be it, cicadas. You're pretty much all caught up. Enjoy the world while you have the chance, because to be honest, depending on how things go in November, this planet might not be around in another 17 years, and I do not have time to explain that to you. Thanks so much for watching. We will be back next week. Goodbye.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Take the edge off. More like radio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I think Jesse Ventura was right. We did invade it both for the lithium, though.
Watch all these guys be right in the
end. No, it was for laptop batteries. We're running out of lithium for the laptop batteries. Look it up. There's only a finite amount of lithium in the world.
Okay, Jesse, I really...
And unfortunately, them Dune Coons have a lot of the lithium.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Weren't you still suing the dead body of the American sniper, Jesse?
I like to run around and sue anybody's dead widows that I can.
Very American of you.
Because generally, when people are grieving, they don't like to put up a fight. That's a quick settlement.
I think Vince McMahon taught you that, huh, Jesse?
Who wants to sit in court when you're grieving your dead husband?
That's fair. That's fair.
It's a quick thought about that.
Oh, who are you voting for this election?
I'm actually voting for Cesar Nuno del Nunez.
Oh, okay.
Of Mexico City for Mexico. Mayor.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm very heavily involved in Mexican politics now. As Mitch said, it's the next big stage. It's all going to go down in Mexico.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
I'm sad alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up into Lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's Lump. She's
Hey, everyone.
She's in my head.
Thank you for listening to Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, August 2nd, 2016. Right about that time, 10 o'clock on the Eastern Coasting Standard Time. I am Joel Dutch Vandergren here with Royce Lopez.
What up, niggas?
Marie Lopez.
Holla at your boy.
And super producer Mitch Heil.
What it do?
Everybody's on Ebonics tonight.
Well, I'm just trying to big. I'm trying to big back the N bomb with the A at the end because they've taken the power away, man.
If you guys want to get in on the racial commentary, come to morelikeradio.com/live to check out the live video. Or if you don't want to use your web browser and you're on your phone, you can just go to your YouTube app and just search More Like Radio. And we have a live stream on that as well.
And rocking on Facebook. So if you're looking right now, you're looking at Marie's pretty face. If you click up top, that'll take you to the live chat.
What you should do is pull all three up and play them at the same time.
That's correct.
See if they sync up.
It's very important.
And if they don't, just keep pausing one after the other until you get them all synced up.
Until you get them all synced up.
Then you'll be fine, yes.
Did I already say the number?
Well, if you didn't, it's 954-573-2780.
954-573-2780?
That is correct.
We're one of the live radio shows that actually still has a number you can call in on, even though a lot of people don't like to use it these days. But if you'd like to chime in on anything, use that. Or jump into any of the chat rooms. We have multiple. We're across every platform we can possibly get.
Or trying, anyway. Trust me.
Yeah.
If I could play Minecraft in the background, I would be on Twitch, too. I don't give a fuck.
Why can't you?
I mean, I guess I could. I don't want to, though. I just
want
to focus on the show.
So what did you guys do this weekend?
We saw, in the last week, Dave Matthews and Guns N' Roses, the original
In the same
band.
Week. In the same week.
DMB and GNR?
Dude, uh-huh. DMB and GNR, by the way, two completely different bands, and both of them fucking rocked.
Really?
Yeah, for real. And
which one was better, though?
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did it actually come out on time this time?
Dude.
Yes.
Let's start with Dave Matthews. You want that one first?
Sure.
Okay, then we'll go into that. Dave Matthews was Wednesday, and that was a birthday thing. So
you guys are, I mean, like, we've talked about it. I apologize for cutting you off, but, like, we're all in, like, our 30s at this point. Going to two concerts in 1 week, that must have been a drag.
It was tough.
No, it wasn't a drag. It was awesome. And Dave Matthews was everything I expected. And Guns N' Roses was nothing like I expected. And I was both pleasantly surprised both times.
Really?
Dave Matthews just crushed it. You know, it was exactly what I was hoping for. Except he didn't fucking play Ants Marching.
How did he not do that? I know. That was weird.
He played every other song except Ants Marching. I was like, what the hell? Anyways, but he was really good. But I expected good things out of Dave Matthews. He's a solid guy.
I'll play for your number.
He's got the horn dude and the drummer who apparently has his own following. Like, people just go crazy over that drummer. He always throws his sticks into the audience afterwards, which he did. But it was just a beautiful concert. We were out in the Tampa Bay lawn. The fun fact, the amphitheater where Dave Matthews was playing was where Mitch decided to spend all of his time instead of hanging out with us for the first time.
Oh,
yeah.
The time was Mitch being super selfish.
Yeah.
It's out there in Tampa, the open door, the Sun Dome, Sun Theater.
Yes.
What is it called?
Well, it's not that anymore. It's now the Mid Florida Amphitheater. Mid Florida is a bank in Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought him out. But yeah, no, Dave rocked the amphitheater. And Guns N' Roses, honestly, I wasn't expecting anything. One, I guess I didn't really believe that Slash and Axl Rose made up and were on tour together. Like, it didn't sink in.
Right. It's one of those kind of things you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't believing what I was going to. And Royce kept saying how the last time he saw Axl Rose, he was 2 hours late and how he's a diva. And I'm like, there's no way that this is going to go smoothly. So, you know, we met up with our buddies, Ramcat and Buttercup. We tailgated outside of the Citrus Bowl. They packed the stadium for it.
Wow.
It was nuts.
Oh, so they played it at the outdoor. Wait, Citrus Bowl, is that where the Canes play?
Well, that's in Orlando. That's where like all the bowl games are. The Citrus Bowl is.
Right. What college usually has their game?
UCF.
Yeah, you go. Okay.
So,
they packed that out.
They packed out the entire stadium. They were only maybe 10 minutes past when they should have gone on. They played for 2 fucking hours, if not more.
No, they played longer than
How
that.
How was Axl's voice?
Great.
On fucking par.
Really?
He did every scream. It was like watching his grandmother do an impression of him from 1985.
Is he still fat? Because that whole shit was going on. Did you guys see what happened in the news recently with him? I'll get to that in a second.
He's not like overweight, but he has like, I've been drinking my whole life chubby face going on.
Right.
Right.
And Roy said he probably has had too much surgery, but
he has had so many facelifts. Like, you could see it. It's very obvious.
I never saw Guns N' Roses in concert, so everything I've seen has only been from music videos. But he was doing, and I was like, classic Axl. Like, every move was exactly how you remember it. He did the little, like, serpentine little swivel when he was singing Welcome to the Jungle, and he would, like, run up and, like, kneel in front of the stage, and oh my god, he was doing all the classic moves. And I'm like, how am I remembering this? I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. Like, they only came out 15 minutes late, which is awesome for Axl.
Yeah, they came out of, 'cause
didn't you tell a story about the last
2 hours?
Yeah.
2 hours.
They were supposed to be on.
And that was a thing that was like known from him.
Yeah,
that was from the Chinese Democracy. That's when I saw them, when it was Buckethead and all them. When it wasn't the original lineup, it was just Axl and Buckethead.
Yeah, Bums and Roses.
I'm looking at this picture that I just posted in the chat, and he has this fat, but I'm on drugs, so my arms and legs are really skinny body.
Right.
Yeah, that's how he looks now, is the picture you posted. Big head, skinny arms.
Hmm.
And
He's not as big as he's been in the past. That is true. He's not as big as he's been in the past.
Slash identical.
Fucking killed it, man. He was so good. The whole band was good. I mean, they fucking rocked. No breaks, no political statements, just fucking rock. I think 23 songs they did. They did 23 songs. Because I had pulled up the set list.
Royce was following along. He found the full set that they were supposed to play, including the 3 encores that they were going to play. So we knew everything that was coming, but it was still awesome.
Yeah, because when he was fat, like, that was like a huge thing that went all over the internet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted it to
Sweet Pie it. Of Mine.
Yep.
What were the ones? Take Me Down to the Bakery City.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of those things that were going on.
He was changing his shirt almost after every song.
How many wardrobe changes then?
It was at least 4 or 5. I think every other song he was doing a change.
Wow.
He had a lot of hats. All very cool.
Yes. They did, let's see, 24 songs total. And all their hits, I mean, everyone, every hit you could think of, they did.
Yeah, he, like, the second song was Welcome to the Jungle. So I was like, okay, this is going to be good.
That was the fourth song.
I was going to ask, because that's always key, is what do you open with? What do you close with?
Well, he opened with It's So Easy, Mr. Brownstone. Then he played Chinese Democracy, which is terrible. Then he played Welcome to the Jungle. Strange, Live and Let Die, Rocket Queen, You Could Be Mine, Attitude, This Is Love.
Oh, you pulled up the set list from...
Yeah. Civil War, Coma. Then the Slash played the theme to The Godfather, which is pretty cool. Sweet Child of Mine, Better, Out to Get You, Wish You Were Here. They covered Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Okay.
November Rain, which is nuts.
That was great.
I mean, talking pyrotechnics and shit.
They wheeled out a piano for them. Yeah.
20 was Knocking on Heaven's Door. The last song they did before the encore was Night Train. Then the encore was Don't Cry, The Seeker, the Who cover from The Who.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finished out with Paradise City.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
It's a pretty good set list, I would say.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, so, I mean, dude.
Isn't he like the lead singer of AC/DC now?
Well,
like, apparently he's got all this shit together.
It was temporary because of What's-His-Face had a hearing thing and he finished off the tour. But, no, right. I mean, he's just Guns N' Roses now. But, dude, again, I went into it because I had saw him with fucking, like I said.
Yeah, you had a bitter taste in your mouth.
And look, everyone that was there, they were like, oh, well, you know, I hope he's all right. And everyone's like, yeah, we'll see what happens. But, dude. Cannot lie. They fucking rocked.
I tell you what, though, the spot that we were in, I was having so much fun. So we decided to buy the $55 standing room only back of the stadium, like bleacher style tickets.
Right.
And we saw where it was and we're like, fuck standing there. We're not going to see shit. So we walk over to the side right outside where the VIP booth was, and there was a bar where you can get food and drinks, and there was seating where you could sit over a ledge and watch what's going on. So we kind of parked ourselves at the edge of that ledge, and we had prime viewing area from this angle that
was great.
Next to the door of the VIP, so every time someone walked in or out, we got air conditioning because it was an open stadium, so it was warm.
Right.
So we got sweet air conditioning, sweet spot for $55 where other people were paying over $100 for a seat. And the best part was, since it was the VIP area, every drunk mess that walked out of there was in our line of sight. And so we were watching them all go by, including Little Miss in song 3 pukes right next to
us. We were
Yeah,
well, here's what happened. We were like I said, Marisa, we were standing right by the VIP. And we had a really good spot. We're standing at our spot. It's great. And the three songs in, these two girls that were right on the VIP side, one of them just go, three songs in. Remember, there was the already fucking.
Real quick, I'm sorry. How many, was there any opening bands?
Yeah, it was.
A band I didn't know. Start with a C?
No, I know who it was. Fucking.
The Cunts!
I forget now. God damn it.
Too harsh.
No.
I had never heard of them before.
The Clash.
The Clash. There you go.
No.
It was The Clash.
No, it was not. No, it wasn't.
The little band.
Yeah, that little band called The Clash.
Yep. Now I got to look it up. God damn it.
You know,
was there two opening bands or just one?
Just one.
The reason why I asked is like, okay, if it takes like a while and you know you're sitting there, you're drinking, I can understand. But if there's one opening band, they only have a half hour set. There's no excuse for you puking three songs.
No, and I'll tell you what, the sheriff that had to deal with her, I took a picture of him. He even had to whip out his phone and record "Live or Let Die," and I'm watching the fucking sheriff recording this fucking song.
I love that shit. Cops just become fans. That's awesome.
He totally. You could see he fanboyed so hard.
I'm looking at the picture now. It's hilarious.
It was The Cult.
He's. The Cult, really?
Yeah,
wow, okay.
Yeah, that's what it was. You were close with The Clash. But it sucks because they've had Wolfmother open for them. They've had Alice in Chains open for them.
You would think that, yeah.
Holy crap. Well, then Houston, they're having Skrillex open for them, which is really weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just seeing who's been opening for them. Well,
I'm sure they don't give a shit because they're like, we're Guns N' Roses. We don't give a fuck. Nobody's going to upstage us, so...
Again, it was. There's a picture. Yeah, that was where we were sitting.
That's a good view, man.
I know we had a. I gotta say, we had a really luck.
You lucked out.
$55 we paid for the tickets because it was open deck bullshit. But then we.
So you guys just were able to finagle your way into a VIP spot? But how did they let you into that area?
Right, no, they didn't. Next to it was the VIP hallway outside where you could enter.
And they weren't saying, get to your seats, get your seats.
We weren't even moving our feet. We had a spot where, like, if we had stepped a foot in front of us, they would have yelled at us to say, clear the pathway. People need to walk.
So we were perfect.
We were just perched up against the wall where none of the security people bothered us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys lucked out on that one. Well, that's a very good
Royce
spot.
Royce walked.
If you're in the nosebleeds, that's a good shot.
Royce walked the perimeter twice, and he's like, this is where we're going to stand.
Yeah, I did a little recon, and I was like, this is where we're standing. Where do I stand? And so it was fucking, dude, again, they fucking rocked. I mean, that's again, awesome. I went in there expecting blown out Axl Rose voice, and they just can't, but no. Probably the best they've ever been. I mean, it was fucking great.
I'm reading the reviews right now. People are saying, like, this is not what it used to be. Like, he's gotten his shit together, and it's a lot better.
My favorite shirt that he was wearing was one that said, the bitch is back.
He sure did.
And again, you gotta give him credit for being self-aware. Like, I give him that, you know?
Because for the longest time, he wasn't.
No, he was not. I think he finally got it. Dude, the name of the tour is not in this lifetime.
Because, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Just to go off of that, have you guys seen that newest thing that he wants the fat Axl Rose memes taken off the internet?
Yes, I read that, yeah.
And he's demanding that Google take them down?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's not being self-aware.
No, you're right.
We give him too many props.
Well, that was from a couple years ago?
I'm looking at the article right now because since we were talking about it, this got published June 8th.
Oh, okay. So you're right.
Yeah, Axl is demanding Google take down several unflattering images of him that amuse of part of an internet meme mocking his physical appearance.
Yeah. Well, again, you're right. He is a diva.
Apparently, at least 11 different requests have been made.
He is a diva.
By his lawyers.
He is a diva and he is a dick, but Jesus Christ.
Dick diva?
Fucking guy's voice. I mean, I wish I could find a clip from the concert, because when I tell you that I went in there going, at least I'm going to see them one last time. They're not going to be like they were in the 80s. No, no. As a matter of fact, we were sitting next to somebody who saw them in 87, and this is better. That's how good they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times did he tell you that he saw them in 87?
Just once. He was this dude you could tell just been to.
He wasn't like some drunk dude. Like, I saw.
No, he was very pleasant. He was a small little pleasant metal guy who was like, yeah, I just saw Mastodon. It's great.
Let's see.
He was adorable. I was like, I'm going to keep you.
All right. This is in Chicago. Let's see what the. This is from 2016. Dude, he's the only person that can pull it off, I think.
Only one in history.
I love how bored Slash's face always looks, even though his fingers are going insane.
You see, he still has that beer gut. You know what he has? He has dad bod.
Yes.
That's what it is. He has
borderline grandpa bod.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, and he has grandma dentures.
Hold on, I want to hear him kick it in. Why'd you switch?
Because they didn't record the full video. Oh, it was off of someone's phone, but I'm trying to find one that was, here we go.
Like a decent recording?
Yeah.
That's always the thing. We're trying to like find like a band that you like. That's finding one that actually has, like, I want to see him live, but I don't want to hear that recording.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see. Everything. The problem is, man, and I will say, we recorded maybe one song. The problem is, man, everything now in concerts is just phones up. Everyone's recording.
That is obnoxious. As a guy who used to go to concerts,
here it is.
Like,
here it is.
Every other weekend.
This is Night Train in Orlando. This is the one we saw.
Around,
oh yeah,
though.
He's still running around. Give him that.
I can't tell me it's not working out.
He's plucking the roadie.
This is at the end, too.
Look at that.
He's still at that note.
Yep.
Because they were playing recordings that we played on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Him not hitting notes. That was incredible, actually.
So, yeah. That was them. Still fucking hit.
That's all I needed to hear, like him hitting that one high note.
And, yeah,
oh,
man.
Is that Duff?
Oh, yeah. Duff. Oh, yeah. Dude, Duff. Duff.
Didn't their, I apologize. Didn't their drummer like suffer a stroke, though? Isn't he not?
Adler was fucked up. Adler, he did play in New York a couple songs for them, but then they had to put another drummer in because he's really fucked up. Yeah. And it was from drugs, man. He was one of those dudes that was just
for
fucking.
For some reason, I feel like he had a stroke. Let me look it up.
I believe you're right. Hey, Brian. I have to acknowledge Brian in Facebook or he won't leave me alone. yeah.
I actually said to Royce in the beginning, I'm like, if you saw Axl Rose in normal clothes walking down the street, would you recognize him as Axl Rose?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would recognize him as Axl Rose.
I would not.
Only because I saw him again already looking that
same
way.
And you probably looked up a whole lot of live videos since you got home because you probably charged up from that concert.
Dude, again, I got to say, this was one of those concerts where I was...
By the way, Steven Adler's actual name is Michael Coletti.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why would you pick Steven Adler?
And Duff had a little Prince symbol on his guitar or his bass. But yeah, I mean, dude, again, I would say, and I don't know if Marie agrees with me.
I don't agree.
Probably the best concert I've ever seen.
Oh, I agree.
That's probably the best concert I've ever seen.
We were leaving there saying, was this the best one we've seen to date?
And we've been to Bonnaroo. We've seen a lot of good bands. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
This was fucking blow the doors off as soon as they came on.
Though Ramcat still says that Pearl Jam at Bonnaroo was better.
Right. But
we're not
this
Pearl
was second.
Jam fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said this was second.
Coletta probably would say the same thing because he cried like a little bitch.
He did.
Yeah,
cry.
He did.
I was just standing there in disbelief. I'm like, I can't believe me out of my family is the one seeing Guns N' Roses like this.
Are your brothers huge fans?
Well, they're also 7 and 11 years older than I am. And I'm like,
they're in the demo. Oh no.
I know. They were like classic demo. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, my brothers are going to be so fucking pissed. And I'm the one that's seeing Guns N' Roses full in concert.
That's hilarious. Are they going to be able to get out to any of the, do they live in Florida still?
No, neither one do. Yeah.
Okay, well, are they going to try and check it out, or have you talked to them about it this year?
No, I haven't talked about it. My one brother that just had a kid was in Scotland, so with the kid, trying to get the kid travel ready.
Yeah, and we were watching...
Come on, grow up faster! We got to see GNR!
We were watching Guns N' Roses, and there were some people with kids there, too. I mean, it was fucking amazing. We have Hammy on?
No.
Why? What's happening?
Yes, you do. Hello.
What's up, Hamstring?
Hey, Hammy, what's going on?
That's why someone else added him in. I was like, why can't I add him to the group? I was going to message him.
What's up, bud?
Beyond jealous you guys got to see GNR.
Dude, it was beyond jealous. I can't. That was my favorite. Before that, my favorite concert was when I saw the Beastie Boys. This is my favorite concert I've ever seen. It was. Dude, and again, I have seen the other incarnation. It's not the same unless the whole,
Correct. I was listening to the show on the way back home from work, and I was going to go see GNR in MetLife a couple of weeks ago.
You should have.
But my car decided it needed to go to the shop for the 18th time, so I couldn't afford a ticket. And after seeing the video and seeing a lot of friends of mine go to see the show and tell them they told me how great it is, I am so fucking angry I wasn't able to go.
It's funny because I think at MetLife Stadium is only one of the only shows where Adler played some of the songs. But no, you missed out. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
You would have seen the actual.
It'll probably never happen again.
No, you would have seen the actual original lineup with Adler and the drums and everything. Dude, again.
Don't worry. You didn't miss out on the opportunity of a lifetime.
It was holy shit, Axel. Because I was telling Marie, I was like, because at first you listen and the songs are kicking in, and then you wait to get to a song where you're like, all right, let's see if he still has his voice. I'm like, let's see if he hits. No, and when he hit him, I looked at her and go, holy fucking shit. Like, the guy's voice is not aged.
Yeah.
I mean, this was one of my dream concerts to see. Like, mm-hmm. to see Axl and Slash play together. I mean, I've seen Metallica.
Dude, they played two nights at MetLife, by the way.
That's right.
I was just sitting there thinking, these are professionals.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could tell, like, they went longer than any other, like, rock and roll performer that I'd seen. And granted, I saw the Grateful Dead, so they don't count. They were playing for 4 fucking hours.
And they suck.
But as, like,
if you're a Grateful Dead fan, kill yourself.
Outside of the Grateful Dead, this was the longest concert I saw. People like Slash, I don't know if Slash took more than like a 2 second break the entire time.
No,
Slash
was
constantly going.
Axl took a couple breaks, but Slash literally beginning to end was rocking. Again, they covered Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, but it wasn't them singing. Axl was playing the singing parts on the guitar. I mean, not Axl, fucking Slash was. It was fucking amazing.
And so you're sitting there, you're like, these guys are so old and so drugged out, and they've been rocking my face off for over 2 hours without missing a fucking beat. And it wasn't like it was boring. They were fucking, all of them, running all over the stage, hitting all their cues, hitting all their marks, running up and down. They built stairs. They're going all the way up and down it.
It's that whole... Oh, go ahead.
So impressed.
You can
go
talk.
Ahead.
I'm just playing Wish You Were Here.
Oh, I was going to say, like, it's that whole thing. It's like the Rolling Stones, I guess, thought is that these guys live on stage. It's like that old guy, like, you know, 2 weeks after he quits work, he dies.
Yep.
These guys get their life force from being on stage. They're completely awful in every other part of their life, but for those 2 hours, every other night or every 3 nights that they play when they're on tour, that's what keeps them alive.
Those dudes are like the machines that build a Ford car in Detroit. They are just pumping them out. It's good. Like, they're not even thinking about it anymore, but they're constantly reproducing the same quality that they did 20 years ago.
Right.
I know someone said this a while ago, but Slash looks like he hasn't aged in years.
Dude, yeah. I was saying that too. And
well,
Duff,
if wearing a stovepipe hat and have stupid hair and glasses, you can get away with anything.
Well, hey, look at his arms.
No, he was.
Yeah, but think about it. Shape. Gene Simmons still wears his costume and makeup, and he still looks old as shit.
Yeah, Slash, that's a good point.
Slash looks like he's still like just. It looks like Appetite just came out.
Slash looks like he does a lot of Pilates or something, because like he's in shape. Like, look at him. He's not.
He's built.
He's built. He's not a little guy. But
not only that though, but like what race is he?
I don't know. Not white though. Some sort of Middle Eastern something.
Is he Hawaiian, maybe?
I don't know. Someone looked that up. But I say the person who looked the best was Duff. Duff looked really young.
Slash.
He's British.
Great.
He's British American.
There you go.
Nah, that's not. I don't buy that.
You mean the nationality?
Maybe the British part is mulatto, because Brits do mix a lot.
That's such a wide thing. British America. That could mean anything.
You could mean anything.
Oh.
Anyway, dude, I don't want to talk about Guns N' Roses the whole first half of the show.
Yeah,
but again,
we were nerding out.
It was nuts.
That's fine.
It was fucking just amazing. It really was.
He's half black.
Have you ever stood?
I knew it.
Have you ever stood in front of something and be like, I'm watching history. This is history.
I had that same moment when I saw Paul McCartney live, and
there you go.
Not because I'm a big Beatles fanatic, but just seeing Paul McCartney play all these classic masterpieces on stage, I'm like, I took my mother to see that concert, and we both looked at each other and we're like, we're witnessing like one of the music gods just playing like his masterpieces on stage, and I got emotional. It's the first time I ever got emotional at a concert. Guns N' Roses, if I were to see it, if my alternator didn't decide to break, that was going to be another one of those.
Yeah, my mom, so my sisters went to go see Paul McCartney when he was on probably the same tour that you saw him on, Hammy. My sisters went, but my mom couldn't go because she just had back surgery. And I remember coming over like to her house to drop something off, and I wanted to just pop in. It was like 9 o'clock at night. Pop in to see if she was awake and say, hey, hi, mom, I dropped off your food or whatever. And she's sitting on the couch with like her back cast and everything on with her phone. And I'm like, Ma, what are you doing? She's just like, oh, I'm listening to Paul McCartney. My sister, my mom is that big of a fan where my sister has basically just called my mom and held the phone up for the 2.5 hours or however long it played. And my mom's just sitting there just going, ooh. She's like, that's the greatest concert I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, Mom, you heard it over the phone. She's like, I don't care. It's Paul.
Yeah, same thing. And before that, like Paul McCartney and Rammstein are the two best concerts I've ever seen.
That is a great.
And I mean, Rammstein is a concert you go to see a show. You don't go for the musical talent because right. Let's be honest, it's really not that good. You right. go to see the spectacle. Paul McCartney, I mean, he's a Beatle, the Beatle. Like you go to Paul McCartney to see him reproduce some of the greatest pieces of music ever recorded. So right. I mean. But that was that. Guns N' Roses, I'm so beyond fucking jealous.
What about Ringo, bro? He's another Beatle. I made a song about an octopus.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, it's Ringo.
Here's the thing, Hammy.
He was the second best drummer in the Beatles.
On August 3rd, they're going to be playing in Arlington, Texas.
There you go. Go to Texas.
Houston, Texas 2 days later. And mm-hmm. then 4 days later, they're playing in San Francisco. And then Seattle, Arizona, Los Angeles, and San Diego. And then they're going to Brazil for a long time.
Great.
Oh, for the
and my
Olympics?
Brother's going to see them when they go to Houston. So that's just great.
Are they going before are they going during or after the Olympics are over to Rio?
They've played in Rio before. I mean, you think that they draw crowds in America? In
Rio
South America?
Be November 8th, so I'm assuming after
the Summer Olympics.
In
but
South
they'll
America.
Probably use one of the revamped stadiums that they got for the Olympics.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe those are starting this week.
I can't believe I don't care.
Yeah, no,
I can. Sure. I can believe that totally.
I mean, I don't even have cable anymore, so I'm not even. How am I gonna even watch it? Like, I'm not gonna torrent fucking
Facebook. If you have it, well, dude, all you have to get is a pair of rabbit ears, and NBC just does that the entire time. It's just nothing but the Olympics.
But I like my normal ears.
Ew.
No.
Hold on. I finally could use this. Hold on.
We do not get a lot of humor here, and when we do, it's wonderful.
I like that.
I was wondering where that one was going.
There it goes. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
So what you're saying is Guns N' Roses was really good.
Dude.
That's awesome, dude.
Tammy, I'm not saying you missed out, but you should just give up now because you missed out. I mean, again, $55. I paid $55.
Dude, the cheapest tickets I could find for the MetLife shows was $120.
Dude, $120. This is the funny part. The seats that were $120 where we were above us. They were in, like, the top nosebleed sections. Since ours was the deck thing, we didn't have a chair, but we were in the middle. You know, like, you know every stadium, you have the top.
There's the nosebleeds.
Yeah. There's the top. Then there's that middle section where, like, you know, the middle section's where all the boxes are, and then they have the bottom. But the middle section has this area that's for anybody where there's, like, a bar and stuff, and you could just post up there. We had such a great fucking view. And we were right in front of...
I believe it. I saw those pictures, yeah. Man. That was a great shot.
We were also right behind the handicap area where the VIP, where the handicap people had their wheelchairs pulled up. So there was a lady that kept clearing everybody out from in front of us because that area needed to be clear. So it was just... Dude, I didn't
I'm looking. I just scrolled up in the chat and looked at your photos there from GNR. Wow, those are really good seats.
I'm telling you,
those
man.
We stood the whole time.
Yeah,
but
everybody. The thing is, everybody stood the whole
GNR,
time.
GNR, though. I would stand for the whole GNR concert.
Everybody stood the whole concert. Yeah. Nobody was sitting.
No.
There were people standing on seats and bar. Dude, it was, again, it you was. Were, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, like, you were talking about, like, the handicap thing. That's what me and all of my siblings take full advantage of with my handicapable brother, Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We take him to every concert, especially if it's like a big one where it's like hard to get seats. We take him every single one. It's like bands he doesn't give a shit about. He's like, whatever, fuck it, I'll go. As long as you got a guy in a wheelchair, you have that entire set. And it's wide. You can lean over the railing. It's great.
Dude, I mean.
We do it all the time.
it's again. I was surprised. For $55, man, I was blown away. Like, I paid more for the Dave Matthews tickets.
Yeah, we
How
did.
How much was that?
No, you didn't. The Dave Matthews tickets were $35 a pop.
Well, no, Dave Matthews tickets with convenience charges were definitely more.
Fun fact, the first concert that Joel Dutch Van Wagenen ever saw was a Dave Matthews concert at the old Mile High Stadium when I was 15 years old.
Hi, Nina from Talladega, Alabama. If you want to see the main chat, just go to morelikeradio.com/live, and you'll see all our pretty faces. Or you can listen here, whatever you want.
I saw my first pair of boobs.
Nice.
That's really good. Dude, the funny part is
from
there was
Dave?
Okay, going back to Dave Matthews.
Dude, I was like 14 at the time. This is back in like 96, 97.
Now, going back to Dave Matthews.
Okay.
I can't, again.
Fans calm Dave.
They were really good. I just happened to see Guns N' Roses the same week. Dave Matthews was really good. They're a jam band that's cool, not like fucking Grateful Dead. Anyway, sorry, yeah, I don't mean to harp.
That's the reason why. Well, no, here's the thing: is that they have that type of following, like the jam band type following, but they don't. They're not a jam band band, but they can jam if they want to.
Well, with them, here's what
you
I noticed.
You can jam if you want to.
Here's what I noticed: they would do one jam song and then one of their hits. One
Leave
jam
dumb
song.
Friends behind.
But dude, the
if
best part
jam,
about the
you don't want jam and you don't like jelly behind.
Nailed it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We could jam. Everybody doing the jam.
Marmalade. Not quite jam.
Do the jam and dance.
Do the jam. What's wrong with us? Anyway.
We're watching.
Jam.
Anyways.
It's a jelly dance.
Sorry.
Dave Matthews.
Dude, white people dancing is
white
awesome.
People be like
oh
this.
My God. White people old white people dancing to Dave Matthews.
Oh my God.
Dude,
it was
everyone
holy
we sat next
shit.
To
peanut butter jelly time. Peanut
yep.
butter.
Oh, sorry.
Everyone we sat next to was wearing a fish shirt.
Yeah. That's
everyone.
True. That is
of
actually.
Course. Yeah. Were. Of course they were.
All of them.
It was
Here's
like,
the thing is, when I saw them in 96, 97, they were still considered like a college band. They
yeah,
didn't have,
yeah.
I mean, they obviously sold out Mile High Stadium. Like, they were huge, but they weren't like the jam band following
right.
at the time. It was mainly college. That's where I saw, dude, I smoked my first pot. I went with my brother-in-law, Joe.
I smoked my first pot.
It was
sticking.
That stuck in my ear,
you
too.
Are a nerd. I smoked my first pot there. It was so bad.
I consumed my first marijuana cigarette.
God, I can't even like try and say what I was trying to say because
it was so strong. My throat was burning.
Oh, my God. I was just coughing, and then I was super hungry. It was so bad.
Who wants Doritos?
God damn it. I smoked pot for the first time there.
No, your first pot.
I smoked my first pot.
Plural.
Is that like a Barbie doll? Like my my little okay, pony, my first pot?
He got his play school bowl and he packed it.
See, what time is it?
Now,
his grinder was actually a Play-Doh smusher.
That being said, I will say this about Dave Matthews fans. I had three different old white people offer me weed, like passing a joint.
Old
was like,
white people.
It was awesome. Like,
it was everywhere.
Dude, I was just sitting down like because we had the lawn section. So we had like a blanket out in a lawn chair. So
Joe Coletta's blanket that he left at our house from Bonnaroo.
So we're sitting.
Did you put your balls on it?
Oh, yeah. So we were sitting on the lawn. I was sitting on the lawn.
Just out of principle, not because we were going to return it.
I was sitting on the lawn chair and there's like old white lady. I'm talking about like probably almost 60, late 50s. Here you go. I'm like, oh, thank you. And then another old man, you want some? I'm like, all right. It was no young people.
Hey, Sonny.
And you could tell it was old people because there were joints. No one smokes joints anymore. So that you, so that's weird. An old person thing.
That's so different than what my initial experience yeah. was because it was just.
What was your experience?
Chicks
well, dude,
and high people just flashing boobs everywhere.
Dude, it's been 20 years since 96.
I know.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, it has been 20 years. So those hot college chicks are now like old girls passing out fucking ew.
Yeah.
What do you think you are?
Mal says, I smoked my first pot with a hoagie and a cook.
Shit. I smoked my first pot.
I got a hoagie, a coke, and some of this pot. I'm going to go party.
Idiot Dutch.
Fucking God, sick burn.
I'm going up to the Poconos. Dave's doing an acoustic set.
All right.
I smoked my first pot with some tacos.
Tacos, yeah.
On the way home, let's stop at Hershey, Pennsylvania and get some chocolate.
See, because you're from Philly.
For listeners who may not be aware, like with this kind of things happens, when one of us just shuts down and stops talking, it's not that because we don't have comebacks, it's just we got to let the other guys beat themselves up.
Gnarly.
What do you mean we need three joke answers for every real answer?
Oh, fuck. Okay, anyway.
It's a rule of three. If we don't get three out, we get upset.
So, Dave was awesome. But Guns N' Roses was fucking retardedly awesome. And the Guns N' Roses crowd was completely mixed. There was half old rocker dudes, you know, but then there was really young hot chicks too. Like that was all that was there.
I keep getting older, but the chicks stay the same.
Exactly. But and again,
puking over the side.
Oh my God, puke right next to us.
Pukey McPukerton lost it in song three, and everyone else.
I was
going to
say, well, you guys never finished that story.
Oh yeah, okay.
What happened?
So she loses it in song three, and we see her walking our way. And you're like, no.
She's doing
the face.
She's doing the wobble in the face. Like, you know it's coming, but you don't know where.
And everyone's like, no.
Her cheeks go out or no?
And she had the poor girl that was with her had to mama bird her all night.
I actually have audio. I have audio of us when she was walking by us.
No.
So,
but luckily she puked right around the corner, which was great for us because then we got to watch every other drunk
walk through the puke because they didn't know it was puke.
That's funny. No, the best part
is hold on. The best part is after she puked, some guy walked up to the people supposed to clean this, you know, the same people, the yellow shirt people, and like, hey, you know, this lady just puked here. Just, I don't know if you see it. The guy looked at it. He goes, all right. It stayed there the whole night. No one ever cleaned it. So then the girl comes back. That was after song three. Then song seven comes on and she walks, turns around again from her spot
and pukes in the garbage can
in the garbage can.
Wow.
Dude, she was messed up.
She fucking wrecked. And again, I understand
what's
why
the people putting it in that drunk when he's at a little concert. Like, how is that fun?
Because she's 20 and doesn't know any
better.
Here's
what it is. Her and her friend, who are both in her 20s, I already solved it. It was easy. Her and her twins were in their early 20s, and they were there with older guys in the VIP section.
Can you say
section.
It like Sherlock?
No. They were there with older guys. I was going to, but I realized...
I like the thought. You thought about it and were like, I can't do it anymore.
My British accent's not good.
What about Watson?
No, it's also British. It doesn't matter which one it is.
What about Sherlock?
Stop it. Okay, anyway. So I see them all standing there in the VIP section, and... what I noticed was two young girls in your 20s, very attractive, but they were there with older guys, like in their mid-40s, and it seemed like the older guys probably were trying to impress them by getting the VIP section,
or
you know what I mean?
Them.
Or rape, both. So they were probably plowing them with drinks, like, you
or
know what I mean?
Or with their penis.
And one of the guys, older dude, like I said, mid-40s, just looked like a fucking mess. Walked up to that, was trying to hug both of them, and you can see like, but one was always pulling her face away. So it was one of those things where they got free tickets. I don't think any of those girls even knew Guns N' Roses songs.
Okay.
They were just there. What happens is everyone pregames in the parking lot because, of course, you know, if you've ever been to a concert, they rape you in the drink prices. So everyone pregames. So the problem with that is, man, you don't want to drink so much that you don't fucking remember the concert.
Yeah. Plus, I had to be sober to drive out of there. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. It was dude, is it about 20,000 people there?
We knew, since we had the set list, as we mentioned before, that Paradise City was the last song. So we started walking out halfway through Paradise City, and that was the smartest thing we ever did.
And it was perfect because we still heard the song perfectly because we were just walking out. And I was like, all right, halfway through Paradise, let's get going. Because if not, we're going to be stuck in the fucking parking lot. But 23 songs, man. That's a lot. Have you been to a con? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's unreal.
Considering some of them are November Rain, you know? Like, it's a fucking...
8.5 minute long song.
Right.
Yeah, they're not ABBA or the Monkees.
Yeah, no.
Slash extended his solos in November Rain by...
Oh, he did. Well. And what song did he finish with Voodoo Child? One song he finished with the solo from Voodoo Child. Dude, Slash is a fucking machine. Okay, we could talk about something. Sorry. But it just was really fun.
We have such a hard-on for Guns N' Roses.
It was... Dude, I really feel like I fucking 1985 or something because they were that fucking good. And some bands you could tell fucking phone it in. They were not phoning it in. They weren't just doing it for the money. They were fucking rocking out. And it makes you sad because when you see them play together, if it would have been that original lineup, Chinese Democracy might have been a really good album. You know, but it was just Axl being Axl.
It was Axl Rose and Friends.
That's what it was. Axl and Friends and Buckethead.
Axl Rose and Friends.
Bumblefoot. Fucking Axl Rose's fucking old bandmates were named after WoW characters. I swear to God. Fucking Buckethead and Bumblefoot. And it's like, what the fuck? Come on, man. Sorry.
I'm just waiting for Trogdor to make a rare appearance.
Trogdor's on the drums tonight. He's casting a level 7 protection spell on the entire arena. So everyone be careful. But yeah, it was awesome. Now, something else that was awesome, and I'm going to tell you guys right now after this show is over, everybody listening, if you're listening to the podcast, pause the podcast and then restart it after you do this. Watch Stranger Things on Netflix. Watch Stranger Things.
I've seen
things.
A lot of ads for that pop up.
It is...
Well, you should see the show.
So original.
It's so much better than the ads for the show.
It is. It's so original.
What's it about?
Well, okay. It feels a lot like a mid-90s or early 80s. Or
R&B video.
Late 80s.
Kidding.
One of those horror like miniseries that you would see like on ABC or whatever, one of those horror things. Kind of has a Goonies vibe to it, sort of, because you have some young kids. It takes place in the 80s. And the kid goes missing in the town. And everything is very retro. Like, even the intro for it is, like, neon lights. And all the music in it is very 80s and synthesizers. But the acting is really good. The story is fucking awesome.
Winona Ryder is in it.
Winona Ryder's in it, yeah. And the definitely check it out. After one episode, if you're not hooked, I don't know how you watch TV. Because it's that good. I mean, everybody was telling me how good it was. Someone
who's in it?
Besides Winona Ryder, a bunch of unknowns, dude.
Really?
And it was really good, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't recognize anyone else besides Winona, and she plays a homely mom.
If you like the 80s, like those horror movies and stuff like that, I mean...
The poster for this show looks like a Star Wars poster.
Exactly, and it's done on purpose. All the stuff for it is very retro. But, again, it is very, very good. I mean, we plowed through it in 2 nights.
Yeah, we did.
Because it was
I heard some really amazing things about this, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so it's not even like you have to look for it hard. Just go on Netflix. And
nice.
If you don't have one, ask Joe Coletta, because he gives out those passwords. So you might have...
Well, Joe Coletta's not trying to fuck me, so he's not going to give me his password, but I do have my own.
That's right. If you're just getting a hand job, he gives you his Amazon Prime password.
Right.
Which isn't great.
It's a step-up process.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, it's not going good with Joe. How can you tell? Well, he just gave me his Crackle account. Ooh, that's bad. That is bad. Sorry, bud.
Damn, you only have a Roku account? I'm really let down.
Roku. Oh, fuck. I mean, let me borrow his Napster password. What does that mean? By the way, Napster's coming back. I saw ads for it. I swear to God.
Ads? No,
what are they possibly going to do?
Here, I'll pull it up.
Advertisements as in paid media?
The only thing I can think of is Napster is switching to a company that specializes in people taking naps because that's the only way. Oh, yeah, it is back.
A paid streaming music? Like, are you going to try to compete with Spotify or Apple Music?
Napster is back. Here's what happened to the four other apps that faded into oblivion. Oh, Napster is now available on the App Store. You may remember Napster's vintage music sharing. The thing is, I don't have BlackBerry. Is that going to stop me from downloading Napster? You may remember Napster's vintage sharing service made 15-year-old Sean Parker a Silicon Valley star when he founded it in 1989.
No, Royce, you have it all wrong. It's for Windows Phone users.
Oh, okay. That's why. It's cornering the market. Napster had 57 million users at its peak, but the service was ultimately brought down by a number of lawsuits from the music industry. Napster remained a relic of Silicon Valley, so blah, 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 blah.
Napster's what's a great name for a hamster.
Where is it now?
Not okay. Really.
Napster the hamster? Come on. It's adorable.
Can someone explain to me what Napster is now?
I'm going to go to their website.
Napster
now?
It
looks like it's a Spotify clone.
That's going to go real well.
Try Napster free. Oh, yeah, it's a Spotify clone. Yeah, that's what it is. You're right.
Yes,
yeah,
it's a Spotify clone. So that's going to go over just as good as, I'm assuming, Tidal and
What is that?
That's the streaming service that Jay-Z started. That is just doing fucking terrible.
Maybe Apple is about to buy out.
Yeah, are they going to buy it out?
That's the big.
Well, that's because Apple Music is fucking sucking a dick too.
Yeah, well, what Apple Music does is it scans your computer, your phone.
Oh, I heard about this
hard drive for phone for your music or whatever. It deletes it, and then it stores the iTunes equivalent version in your cloud, so you have to re-download and stream your own music again. So if you're the type of person that likes to save your music in high quality wave format or whatever, Apple will automatically delete it off your computer or your phone.
Has this happened to you, or you just heard this from guys at work?
It happens to everybody.
Numerous Apple support boards.
If you have a super rare version of something, they'll delete it and replace it with the mainstream one.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't subscribe to Apple Music because I subscribe to Spotify because it's so much better. But if you subscribe to Apple Music,
of a Pandora guy,
Google Play for me, but everyone's different.
This only works if you subscribe to Apple Music. If you just store your music on your iDevice or whatever, it won't delete it. Only if you subscribe.
Well, then no one subscribe. Google Play, I got to give them this. Google Play is cool because I pay the monthly thing and they let you stream songs, but they also let you from your computer upload songs that are not on their library into your Google Play account. So it's not bad. And I mean, again, it's pretty much the same as Spotify.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I enjoy it. I use Google Play because I also do that Google Opinions thing, which asks you surveys every once in a while, and you'll get like 70 cents for the Google Store. But before you know it, you have like $40 in there, and you can use that to pay for any fucking subscriptions or shit like that. So, but yeah, I read about that Apple's just really fucking people. But on the upside, Hammy, you do get free U2 music, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
No, you know, it's
there's
not.
Every time I have a friend,
I felt like it was a home invasion when that happened to me.
Yeah,
fucking, I opened my. Why is this on my phone, iPod, and all my computers? Yeah. The hell is happening?
But Apple's really caring about your personal security because they won't help the FBI.
No, they won't.
They'll put a U2 album on
you. Oh, speaking of, thank you, Hammy. Apple, because they're going to, you know, Dutch, I didn't tell you about this. Breaking news. You better, breaking news. Very important.
Oh.
Apple just solved the gun crisis in America. They are switching their gun emojis to water gun emojis.
What?
That is how they're stopping gun violence. And there's a lot of people really pissed about it.
Because if you pretend they don't exist, the problem goes away.
Right, exactly. Like slavery. But it was... So Apple is switching all their, you know, little dumb regular gun emojis to water gun emojis because they don't want to... Because some
people...
So what,
they have just an image of like a spritz? Coming out the front of all these things?
Dutch, instead of the Acme-looking revolver gun that's normally on the emoji menu, it's now just a pistol-looking
It's a big green squirt gun. Yeah.
Here's why I don't give a fuck about this. Who in our age group uses an emoji?
I don't.
I do.
I do.
You're an asshole, and you're an asshole.
I don't use it.
Well, I do every now and then.
Sound if I'm sending it in a flirtatious way to my girlfriend.
Okay. I mean, unless
you use a gun in a flirtatious way?
Yes, when I jokingly said I want to kill her.
Okay, I mean, that's about to be said. Otherwise, this doesn't apply to you, but apparently that's the way you guys communicate.
I mean, that's the way I would use them. I use the smiley faces and stuff, and then sometimes I'll send an eggplant to Sherry, but other than that.
I still will type out, if I'm going to put a smiley face in, I still do the colon and, you know, parentheses.
Right. I do that a lot because the Android has kind of weird emojis and I don't know what they mean all the time. So I will just make they look kind of weird and I'm not sure.
Why are you telling me you want me to have sex with a black man? I sent you one thing. Well, that's the thing, though.
Maul says the water gun looks more fun. It's more deviant, like you're going to get someone wet. Hey, guess what? If you shoot someone with a gun, they're going to be wet, too. It's going to be blood, but they're still going to be wet. But, and on top of that,
different type of wet.
The point is, and I think the thing is, Apple could do whatever the fuck they want. It's just silly to think that that's what's going to solve things.
It's not silly.
I think they're just being PC like everybody else these days.
I know, but I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. I'm sick of it. And here's the problem with that, Dutch.
Did you hear my joke, Royce?
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this. He's kind of funny.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up. You get it?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot you still had that.
Oh, Jesus.
That fucking Marie, that was lightning fast. Can we all appreciate the lightning fast response by Marie on that one?
Oh, God.
Thanks, John's pederast. Thank you, guys. You may continue, but don't call them PC.
I forgot what I was going to say. I can't.
Don't call them PC. They're Mac.
I just think I'm just sick of it. That's all. I'm just getting
stupid. Why? A squirt gun is way more fun and festive for summertime, guys.
But, Royce, you're forgetting Tim Cook is hosting a $50,000 buy-in seminar to endorse Hillary Clinton.
Well, here's what I want to know.
Guys, you want to know what love is.
Guys, help me out here. What emoji is Apple going to change to stop the child slavery they use to make their phones?
Sad winky face.
Oh, okay. Then that's fair. I was thinking of a little black or Asian kid crying. That also works. Just foreign, just not white.
How will we know they're Asian when all the emojis are already yellow?
They're good at math.
Got it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc. And you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows. And you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube for fuck's sake. And jelly babies, do what you will with that. Listen, click the link and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way to start of the last episode? We went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
morelikeradio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
You're listening to morelikeradio.com. We're all drunk.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, you know, because do you ever like do like with
listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo because the old one,
the old promo,
it has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film. Because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
If we want to make money, we need to honor ancient Irish traditions, like serving an irresponsible amount of booze to people who are genetically predisposed to having alcohol problems.
Oh, right.
You see, St. Patrick started that tradition, and that's why we celebrate him today.
Yeah, no, that's not what he did. No, he played the flute for some kids, and then he lured them into a cave somewhere, and he diddled them.
Nah, you got him mixed up with the Pied Piper.
Right.
St. Patrick didn't play the flute. He drove the kids out of Ireland, and then he molested them.
No, no. If St. Patrick molested kids, he would be regarded as a scoundrel.
No, no, no. I feel like in the olden days of the Catholic Church, pedophiles were regarded as heroes.
All right. Look, guys, St. Patrick didn't do any of that shit, okay? He drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah, I don't know about all this. I kind of want to just do the traditional thing of, like, sticking around the bar and trying to catch a leprechaun.
No.
The leprechaun thing again.
I'm going to catch him. I'm, like, this close.
You're not going to catch him because he doesn't exist.
Guys, please. You know what? I don't even know if I've set up my glue traps for him yet.
Charlie, enough with the leprechaun.
Okay, wait.
I mean, can you believe him?
Who cares? So
look, I'm trying to...
You know what, actually?
I might want to get myself a flute.
I was thinking the same thing.
Talking about, you were?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because
I know we're kind of old.
Go get a flute. Go get a flute.
Yeah.
Go get a flute. Everybody go get a flute.
Second hour. Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. If you want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live.
And this is
YouTube.com/morelikeradio. Or go to Facebook.com/morelikeradio. Or is it you still have your personal page up there?
And this is also the Floozies, which we also saw live.
Yes, who I'm going to be seeing when they come to
October.
Red Rocks.
Dude.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck. You have to. They're so good.
Since we're still on the, just to finish up the whole concert topic, I'm going to be going to see some sort of reggae. It's like Reggae on the Rocks, I think is what they call it.
Reggae Shark.
And it's like every big reggae band or whatever goes to Red Rocks, and it's going to be awesome.
Like, so, which
Bob
ones?
Marley going to be there?
Ziggy will. I think.
Well, that's cool.
I think.
Anyone else that may be there that you think of?
Hold on.
Honey! Please come here.
I hope the dog comes.
Come here, please.
I hope it's the dog that shows up and gives the lineup to Judge.
I don't remember. Judge.
Yep.
Who's going to be at that show that we're supposed to go into? Slightly Stupid.
Ooh!
Nice!
And...
Oh my god, I love Slightly Stupid.
Who's your favorite band? Like, who else is gonna be there?
Soja.
Oh, we saw that.
Soja's gonna be there.
Yeah.
And who else?
Who else? Slightly Stupid and Soja. Oh wait, this isn't the Reggae at the Rocks, this is just those two bands?
Oh, they're touring. Okay, they're performing somewhere in Florida that I'm not going to. But I know because I have people that are going.
Dude, come here.
I'm gonna give you guys a dude update because I remember the last time we talked about it.
I wanna see Dude. Royce, pull up the video stream somewhere so
he's
I can see
you. He's a big-ass guy at this point.
I want to see the little dude.
Little dude, here we go. Hey, buddy.
Oh, look how big he is.
Oh, look at you. Look, he's so good.
Oh, he's adorable.
Oh, here you go, buddy. Hey. Look at him.
Oh.
Does he still have penis head?
Penis head? Oh, wait. He actually kind of grew out of it, but here's his face.
Oh,
he still has penis head.
It's a small
little bit of it. He's got a skinnier dick. It's not as pronounced as he was when he was a puppy.
He's a little Asian penis head.
Now it kind of looks like a door knocker.
Penis so small.
Reggae at the Rocks is 311, Iration, Steel Pulse, Morgan Heritage, The Works, and
yes,
Judge Ruffin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 311 show. That's the
everything
one.
Everything Ira. Did I do it right?
Yes.
But we're still going to be going to that other one with Soja, which I don't know anything about,
yeah,
but I do
you
know Slightly Stupid.
Soja's a really fun band. We saw them at Bonnaroo last year.
They're very good.
And Slightly Stupid, obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
That's the next concert I'm going to be going to.
So we're going to try to see Suicide Squad this weekend, but so far all the reviews are
really
terrible.
Good.
Are not good.
It's not.
Are you serious?
It's not looking good.
What the hell is going on?
You guys are all misogynists. That's why. Oh, wait. Wrong movie.
There's actually a petition to remove Rotten Tomatoes reviews of Suicide Squad.
Oh, is it that bad?
Because they're so bad.
From what I'm hearing, they're praising Jared Leto's Joker performance and like the specific acting performances. But the plot is so stupid, it just ruins everything.
Isn't that the case for like with half like the movies you see like. The plot is so, but like the acting performances are awesome, but the plot are like the Italian Job.
What about Will Smith?
How
does Will Smith do?
Will Smith?
Will Smith.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
Eric,
as for bro, you know I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit.
E-Rock and the
honey, come ride.
DKNY.
All up in my ride. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff, and they give it to your friend. Let's spin. Sorry, go ahead, Royce.
E-Rock says, I'll tell you
what. Everybody looking at me dancing, kid.
I know, I was waiting for it. That's why I went. E-Rock says, I'll tell you why Suicide Squad isn't good. Well, why don't you call in and tell me, E-Rock, why Suicide Squad isn't good? I'd love to know. You're
the fancy pants who gets advanced screeners. We don't.
We haven't seen it. E-Rock says, Joker is separate from the group, and the rest of the time is only focusing on Will Smith. Everyone else is a minor detail.
So that's stupid.
So they're not getting jiggy with it. Ooh, that's it.
No, that doesn't sound jiggy at all. That doesn't sound jiggy at all.
That sounds really shitty.
You know what? That's really not jiggy, Will. That is not jiggy, Will. What would Uncle Phil say? God rest his soul.
It's the certain things that get Marie.
You have to do that in a public environment where something outrageous happens and you say, that's not jiggy at all.
Will Smith.
Here's the thing is that Royce will do it.
I am. Now I
broke Marie.
And then you have to get up and walk away.
E-Rock said DC got us. Amazing trailer that doesn't reveal the whole movie, but the movie doesn't hold up to the trailer.
Well, DC has been firing blanks for the last couple of years, so.
That's not jiggy at all.
I should say this as like the thing where only one person laughs.
You were expecting jiggy.
Sing a cigar like.
What the fuck? See, these are the keys of a good marriage: is knowing how to get the other person to laugh ridiculous for no reason.
E-Rock says, "Not jiggy at all" is a new meme. You put it with a face of shock and disgust. It has to be Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince, really sad and saying, "That's not jiggy, jiggy at all."
It can't be sad. It has to be outrage.
Hi, Mom. You're watching.
Outrage.
Mom, hi, Mom. Thank you for watching. At your own risk, though.
Hi, Mrs. Lopez.
Are you Asian?
Lopez's mom.
Dutch, are you Asian now? Oh, hello, Mrs. Lopez.
Hello, Lopez.
Oh, fuck.
Hi, Mrs. Royce's mom.
Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. I know the dance. I'm doing the dance right now. You remember the dance? Remember the dance, Dutch?
The dance?
Yeah.
Not this song. I know the.
This. It's really simple. You know how to get diggy? Diggy. Jiggy? I said a word wrong. I'm a real loser.
I said a word wrong earlier.
Yeah, but I said
like 3 seconds ago.
Yeah, but it's different because it's funny to make fun of you. What? Switching camera to Hammy. There we go. Much better.
You son of a bitch.
There, see? Hammy knows how to get jiggy. We're getting jiggy over here. 850 IS if you need a lift. All right. That's the kid in the drop. Who else? Will Smith. Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. When you try to teach me, put me down nice and easy. Set the mood up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will. Yeah.
So wait, are we getting is Eden the Rock calling in? Like, I want to hear why it's bad from a person. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth here. I want to hear it from someone who's actually seen it.
Oh God, Jai Courtney's in it? No, no thanks.
Eric says that not jiggy at all should be on the screen. It should be a screenshot from Fresh Prince when Will is being held by Uncle Phil as he cries because his dad doesn't want him.
No, see,
I know that episode.
No, see, I posted in the chat, like, I imagine some old-timey, like, the husband that beats the wife, like gets up slowly, like puts his hands on the table, stands up slowly, like slams his coffee cup down and goes, "That's not jiggy at all."
No, no, you mean that bitch wrong.
Posted.
The correct way to say it is, "That's not jiggy. That's not jiggy at all." You have to. That's yeah. My mom says, "Okay, this is not jiggy for me." Bye. See, it's catching on, guys. I got my mom saying it. Get a jiggy with it.
Oh, next time my girlfriend goes down at me, that's the first thing I'm going to say.
That's not jiggy at all.
E-Rock's in bed. That's why he can't call. Aww. But that's not jiggy at all, E-Rock. I'm sorry.
Seriously, not jiggy at all.
I didn't realize that we had read my fortune.
Oh, there's already a meme in the chat room. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, there's one of them.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
That's not jiggy.
That's not jiggy at all.
All right, what were we talking about? Suicide Squad.
Yeah, you have to put at all though, Mitch. It's not. That's not jiggy.
That's not jiggy, that Mitch.
Failed.
All right.
And it either needs a period or an exclamation. Boo. Does it need an exclamation point or a period?
I don't know. I'm not into punctuation.
I think it needs 3 exclamation points because that gets the. That's not jiggy at all. It gets that up inflection if you have it in there. Here's
the thing about punctuation, Marie. Don't believe in it.
No?
It's a thing. It's not a belief system.
Punctuation, much like vaccines, causes autism.
What?
Yeah. I heard it on TV.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Or I think I fell asleep when Reading Rainbow was on. Look, Dutch, I don't remember all the facts. But what I do know is that this is not jiggy at all. So let's move on. There it is. All right.
What do I want to talk about?
The Suicide Squad being awesome?
Well, that and then, have you guys seen the whole new Pringles can thing?
What?
No.
What?
Is there a new can?
They made it smaller.
Oh, so you can fit your hand in it now?
No, now you can't.
No, I couldn't before.
Apparently, let's see. People complain they can't even fit their hands to even like the first like 3 inches of it at this point.
So now you have to pour them out?
Basically, yes. No, like you at least had that, like when you had Pringles, you could at least get the top third.
Why
by just reaching in?
Why don't they just purify the Pringles and give you a straw?
Oh, liquid Pringles. That sounds good.
Liquid chips. I don't know. I think the point is the texture, not the taste so much.
I don't think so. You don't like some nice soggy chips?
Not a huge fan. No,
that's weird. You're weird.
You can dip your chocolate bars in it. It's like the inverse of dipping fries in a Frosty.
Eric says Michael J. Fox has a case for the jiggies. Okay, well, all right. That's all right. He just shakes a little.
A lot.
A lot now from what I've heard.
He shakes a lot.
Heard it's getting worse.
All right. Name your top. I'm going to go top 2 chips.
Oh, wait. Whoa.
Only pick 2. This is the name of the game.
That's not fair.
Can Cheez-Its count as a chip?
Do Cheez-Its count? They're in the cracker aisle. I'm going to say no.
Hold on. Baked snack.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Okay, I got mine.
You only got 2.
All right, what's yours, Mitch? Hydrox?
The Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips.
Ooh.
And the Stacy's Pita Chips.
Pita Chips. Don't sleep on the pita chips. Those are good.
You don't want to do
all right,
that.
All right. I like this. Hammy, what are your favorite chips?
I love the Doritos Cool Ranch.
Okay, Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch is good.
Okay, another one?
Cool
Ranch.
Yeah.
2 bags of Cool Ranch, please.
They're the only ones I like.
That's fair. All right.
You don't have any other chip you like?
I mean,
chocolate.
I could say I like Lay's sour cream and onion, but like I don't like any ordinary chips. I tried a lot of different kinds, but Doritos Cool Ranch just keeps being the one that I go to.
Okay.
E-Rock says Stacy Sea Salt Pita Chips. Yeah, those are good, man. Yeah. Fucking pita chips. All right. Marie, yours?
Well, Cheez-Its are like my obsession.
She loves Cheez-Its.
You don't even understand. If I buy a box, I'm sitting down and eating that box. It's gone.
If they're at the vending machine at work, I end up eating all of them.
I feel like Cheez-Its, Better Cheddars, and Goldfish are all in the same boat as far as taste goes.
Yeah,
am I wrong?
I would agree. Yeah.
Now, my next favorite are, and this is kind of a newer invention, the pretzels that don't have anything in them. They're just completely flat and they're in the pita chip aisle and they have a Buffalo Ranch seasoned pretzel chip.
Oh, pretzel chips, yeah.
I like the Snyder's Honey Mustard Pretzel Bites.
Yes.
Those are fucking amazing. So I'm going to go, that's my number one. And my number two, man, it's so tough to only pick two, but I know it's going to sound weird. I love baked Lay's. Not regular Lay's, the baked Lay's. I love baked Lay's.
Yeah, those like are flavored little, ones or just the original flavor?
The original flavor, baked Lay's. I like them. I don't know why, just always like them.
So my question is, where do combos fit in?
Oh, combos! I forgot about combos!
You didn't name that as your top two.
I know, but what I'm saying is because I wouldn't consider, like when you think of chips, nobody says combos. But if you're going to count chips as or combos as a chip, then I would put them as my number one.
Well, that's why I redefined it and said, you know, baked snack product, basically.
Okay. Combos, which, okay, now, Mitch, which combos?
The yes. Pizzeria Pretzel.
Thank you.
Bam.
There's, yeah. There is no, I mean, don't get me wrong. The nacho one's not bad, but you can't go wrong with that one.
Nacho cheese is fine. Pepperoni's not as good, but the Pizzeria Pretzel is the best.
Now, what are we also counting like sweet baked, like Chex Muddy Buddies? Because if you've
get
ever
had. Get the fuck out of here with you and your picnic. No.
You don't like Muddy Buddies?
Get out of here. Chex, that's cereal is meant for cereal with milk in breakfast time.
Fuck you.
Get out.
You're not the fucking. Nah, nah, nah. You're not the fucking king of the fucking snacks.
Hold on. In Royce's defense on this one, you can have the savory Chex mix as well.
That's correct.
So you can't discount the sweet Chex mix.
It's about the texture. I think of breakfast when I have that shit, I'm like, this is salty and spicy. This isn't.
Salty, spicy, and delicious. Those are my three words.
Go fuck your mother and so can your donkey.
World doesn't revolve around your fucking limited palate, Dutch.
It does in this particular round.
I don't want to fucking hear bullshit.
You asked if it counts. I said no.
Of course it does.
Minus 5 points for you.
You know what? You know what? Plus 5 points for me.
I'm going to throw in it.
I don't have a buzzer, so I had to play something
else. I'm going
to
throw in an audible here. The Cheetos crunchy jalapeno chip thing. Fucking delicious.
Cheetos and cheesy poofs. Like, I'm Mrs. Cheese cheesy all the way. I like cheese Doritos. I like Cheez-Its. I like Cheetos, cheese puffs.
The problem with those, though, is they get the cheese dust on your fingers.
I
and it
love
just keeps
the cheese
up.
Dust.
Oh, can yes, I tell you?
Mitch, awesome. It builds up. I put it in my asshole, and I go, ooh, more cheese for me.
Once you get the Cheetos cheese things, crumbs on your finger, you eat something else, and then you get the essence of the Cheetos on whatever
that
snack.
That is true.
I have this weird thing, though, with my, like, I don't like food on my hands. When I'm eating food, I don't like food on my hands. So when I get things on my hands, I have to wipe my hands immediately, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But at the same time, my hands can be dirty, bloody, oily, and shitty, and I will eat. And it's not going to bother.
I have a question for you.
It's OCD.
It's over.
I have a question for you, Mitch. Do you have an aversion for things that are sticky?
No.
No?
No, I don't. I just do not like.
I have the same thing with you. I don't like having. I'm constantly wiping my hands, and I hate touching things that are sticky.
Oh no, no! But see, the difference is, it's only with food. Like, I don't give a shit if my hands get dirty with the most disgusting shit ever.
Right,
whatever.
I'm just trying to like see if there was a comparison between the two, because usually it's like when you have like a honey and peanut butter sandwich or whatever, and your fingers get sticky. For some reason, it'll end up on the tip of your fingers and it'll just end up like midway down your wrist.
Right. I don't like food sticky.
Just spreads everywhere.
Well, okay. Yeah. So Dutch, then that's a good question. Let's go opposite. What is your fucking worst chip?
Worst
like
chip?
When someone goes, oh my God, I have a bag of blah, blah, blah. Like, those
anything
fucking
that
suck.
Has Chex in it.
All right. Besides that, fuck you. You just want to go back at me.
I had
you're coming back at me so hard.
I had a visceral reaction to it when you guys brought it up, because I hate that.
No, you know what? Eric has a good point. Dutch eats KFC like Trump with a fork and a knife. That's what you are. You're fucking. You're fucking.
Or Mitch, because he's the one who brought it up.
You're Johnny Backpack. That's what you are. You're Mr.
He's attacking me. He's the one who brought it up.
You're fucking cereals only for breakfast. I don't hear it. Sorry.
You can die with your Chex mix.
I don't think.
I love Chex Mix.
As a kid, I didn't quite like Fritos, but now as an adult, I like them to dip into chili and things.
Okay, my worst fun.
Hey, nobody asked me what my top two was.
Oh, what was your top two?
I was Chex going
mix.
To say Fritos.
Ugh.
But the I forgot the flavor.
He would eat Fritos too. By the way, he would eat Fritos.
And as far as chip goes, it's a specific one. I see it being sold in my grocery store. I don't know if it is in you guys' area because you know how like the distributing thing works or whatever. The deli styled Lay's. I know, Royce, you said that.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
The deli styled Lay's are my favorite because I remember the commercial when I was a kid where a guy walked in and, you know, he was in the middle of some sort of like a New York deli. And he pops open a bag of New York, you know, deli style Lay's, and they're like, "Do you think you can call this deli? What gives you the right? Do you understand it?" And then a guy takes a bite of the chip and goes, "This is deli." And I've thought about that ever since I was 12 years
old. That's a really good New York accent, too.
Mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
I was in New York. It's supposed to be Italian. I don't know.
we're not good with accents on this show.
It's John when you need him.
But my worst is Funyuns. Hate Funyuns.
I love Funyuns.
I love Funyuns too.
Funyuns are the worst.
No, they're not. You're wrong.
Funyuns they give you the best breath afterwards.
Garbage.
Dude.
Garbage. Yes,
they do.
Fucking garbage Funyuns. Suck my cock all day.
Your own breath after something, you're like.
I can't disagree that they're bad for it. They smell terrible.
But can I tell you, I like chips and stuff, but I hate when you go to a place and you get a burger and they give you chips instead of fries.
I'm not a big fan of kettle chips.
Not kettle. Hold on. If they're homemade chips, that's fine. I make the exception. But if they just you go to a place and you get a burger and the side is not fries, it's just a bag of chips. Chips do not go with burgers. Fries go with burgers. That is how what America was built on.
Saving a couple bucks. Saving some money.
But no, even Mull says in the chat room that the worst chip of anything is a kettle cooked chip. Yes. What is that?
I love kettle cooked chips.
No, you don't. You hate it.
No, I love it.
What is the difference? How do they cook it to make it taste that awful and the texture tastes so fucking stale?
Oh my God, I love it. It's extra crispy and oily.
It's extra awful and shitty.
No, it's extra crunchy, which I love crunch, and it's extra oily and salty, which I love. That's the whole point of the chip.
More crunch, more oil,
more salt. Yum, yum, yum. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
See, this whole time I've been trying to think of chips I don't like, and like I will eat basically any of the chips, but my least favorite would be kettle chips, but I'll still eat them. I don't have this aversion to them, though.
Yeah, that's what I know. Aaron's got a good point. Are you a Hillary plant, Dutch? Is that why you're being un-American? Because I'm really fucking sick.
Is that like kettle
chips? No, first off, that's number one. Kettle chips are great. But number two, cereal. You can eat cereal at any point of the day. I hate that you fucking make... It bothers me. You've never OCD fucking...
weirdo.
Shut up. You've never had cereal for dinner?
Yes, I did all the time.
What's wrong with Chex Mix?
With Chex, you have to dump like half a pound of sugar on top of it, pour in the milk, and then there you go. I don't like it in my chip snacks, and I don't like it tasting barbecue, savory, or spicy. Go fuck your mother. No.
And you guys made fun of me for being OCD all of these years.
Dutch is fucking separate but equal. Dutch is separate but equal with his fucking snack foods. That's his. You segregate your foods, bro, and I'm sick of it. I won't stand for it.
What were you just yelling about Funyuns, saying we're assholes for liking it?
Because they're terrible. And that's
taste is preference, shithead.
No, first off, I don't understand why all the aggression. We were having a nice talk.
Oh, it's on me now. You're right.
Yes, it is.
Who's the one who brought it back around to the thing? You're the one who came
I don't know.
The whole Chex Mix thing. What is your version of for me not liking it?
Neither here nor there. It doesn't matter. Listen, Dutch, we don't have a time machine. We know who started it, but at the end of it, it's you.
I said I didn't like Chex Mix.
Wow. You know what, Dutch? You're being very unjiggy right now, bro, and I'm sick of it.
This isn't jiggy at all.
This isn't jiggy at all.
It's something about the specific order of that.
Free.
Oh, fuck.
This isn't jiggy at all.
Yeah, you're right. This whole segment's unchiggy. It's done. We're done. Dutch, you know what? Let's agree to disagree and move forward. How about that? That's what
Exactly. Let's agree that I'm right and you're wrong.
No, I will not.
I rule. You suck.
No.
Here's the next story. Plans. You guys know.
No, I didn't.
Marie, maybe you may like this or not. I don't know. But Victoria Beckham was the only Spice Girl to have her mic turned off on live shows.
She's awful.
According to The Sun, she said that producers would silence her mic so that only the other four bandmates would be able to would be heard singing.
Oh, she's not good, is she?
Essentially, she has a hard time harmonizing in live big performances.
Oh, no.
She told the host, they used to turn it off just to let the others sing, and I got the last laugh. Now my mic is truly on, finally. I don't know what that means.
But I don't know. I don't speak Spice Girl.
But yeah.
She's married to David Beckham. She doesn't need to sing. I mean, she doesn't really need to do anything.
She's not even that hot. She kind of looks like a dude.
She used to be, but she's not anymore.
No, I'm looking at the article, and they have like pictures of her back in the day. No.
Who's your favorite Spice Girl?
Jerry.
No, not who's your favorite.
The redhead.
Sexy Spice.
I like Sporty.
Ginger Spice.
I was a fan of Sporty
Ginger,
Spice.
Yes.
I was Sporty Spice fan. I will be honest. I like the Tom Girl look. Or Tomboy? Tomboy.
Well, yeah, Mel B. She's actually one of the hosts on Britain's Got Talent now, and she is
hot. Oh, yeah, that's right. She was
done
there.
Everything. Wow. So I pulled up a picture of Mel B. from Spice Girls.
Somebody down and wine is all around.
I was going to say, why aren't I pulling this up yet?
If you want to be my lover.
You got to get with my friends.
Got to get with my friends.
So loud. Too loud. It's too loud. Lower it.
You're over it?
It's really loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
So play louder?
No, it's fine. Oh, my God.
If you want to get with me.
And by the way, Dutch, Eric says Mel B is on America's Got Talent. Dutch is being un-American again. Wrong show.
All right, Rocks. Shut the fuck up. Who cares at this point?
I care.
It's a Got Talent show. Jesus.
Royce, you need to scroll up in the chat just a little bit. You missed something.
Oh, hey, why'd you take the fattest picture of me? I hate you.
Because you look not jiggy at all.
That's pretty funny.
That's not jiggy. That's not jiggy at all.
Holy crap, is that Mel B? Is that her body?
Yeah, dude, she
is. Oh my God!
Scary got hot. She is scary hot. Hey! Look what I did.
Are you for real? I won't be hasty. Right. I'll give you a try.
If you really bug me, then I'll stay. Sorry, go ahead, hear me.
I'll tell you what I want.
You gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever.
Friendship never ends.
Thanks for playing along.
You've got to give. It's too easy, but that's the
way it is. So where you go?
From A to Z. You want to get with me? You got to listen carefully. You got to be in face and likes it in your face. You got G like MC. You likes it on an easy
B. You got them gum for free. She's the real lady. You'll see.
Sorry.
Gotta get with my friends. Friendship never ends. If you want to be
my lover, you have got to give. You've got to take it. Spice Girls stands the test of time.
It does.
I whenever I play this at weddings, it doesn't matter. If I have an empty floor, bitches just flock.
Can I change my favorite great. Spice Girl?
Yes.
Oregano.
You just reminded me to pick something up at the grocery store, by the way.
That joke wasn't jiggy. That joke wasn't jiggy at all.
This is Mel B.
Right? Dude, she's fucking ridiculously hot.
Best black girl I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
She's doing good.
She's doing good.
How old is she now?
40.
She's... That's 40?
41.
What?
Wow. Christ. I didn't get me a black girl.
Oh, my God.
You know what they say about them not cracking?
That they do not.
I was waiting for Marie to say something.
Thank you, Mitch.
Those titties, though.
Damn tits.
Mm.
Fuck.
She's doing real good. Good for her.
Why did you tell me she was so hot?
I don't know. I guess I was focusing on J-Lo.
Look at that. Look at that. Fuck.
She must work out.
Oh, my God.
She's got damn abs, though.
Mel B, my wife.
Yeah, she was definitely... I mean, can we all agree that the Scary Spice Girl was the ugliest one with her snaggletooth?
Scary Spice is Mel.
Idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it? A Sporty Spice. I apologize.
I like Sporty Spice. She was all right.
Yeah, she had that weird snaggletooth, though. I mean, as far as the rest of them, she was the ugliest. Even though she was good-looking, as far as the rest of them went... I mean, I remember when they first came out, everybody loved the redhead and the blonde.
Baby Spice.
Man. Yeah, baby. But definitely Mel B is the one who's stood a lot. She's stood out a lot better than the rest of the three.
I'm a little Baby Spice. That was my impression of Baby Spice.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
Growing up, every boy had a crush on Baby Spice and Kimberly the Pink Ranger. Oh. Those are the two girls that everyone had a crush on.
Oh, right. I forgot about her and Topanga. Let's not forget her.
And Topanga. There you go.
Topanga. And the girl from, oh, shit. Oh, fucking A. The guy who was in...
Kelly Kapowski, Saved by the Bell?
That No. We're not doing this tonight. No. You don't
get Kelly Kapowski was awesome. Are you denying me?
I know what's going to happen. You're going to send us down a fucking Saved
by
the Bell.
That would not happen. I've never done that. You cannot prove that I've ever done that.
I'm not allowing this.
By the way, Dutch, Sporty fixed the snaggletooth.
Oh, she did?
Ooh. She is all clean teeth now.
Yeah, she is. Look at her. Okay.
So, you know.
Yes. Okay, there you go. The Pink Ranger. Definitely.
Still hot. Still totally
definitely
would.
The Pink Rangers. Actually reminds me of the episode where Tori came in and Kelly had to go to Paris to be a model. And
okay, so the girl from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that was another one. If we're talking about, you know, middle school crushes.
By the way, in the chat room, there's Daniel Fishel, aka Topanga now.
I'm not joking. I used to, like, my early days of jerking off, a lot of it was to the thought of her. I loved Topanga so much.
Bet you did. So
that
did
was
everyone
one of the
else.
Shows that my parents actually let us watch.
Can you imagine the sheer weight and volume of the collective jizz that every guy had masturbating to Topanga in a pool?
Apparently, there's a song by Bickley. Pool? Apparently, Eric says...
If you collected all the jizz...
Well, I know mine would at least fill up a kitty size, so you have to imagine me plus anyone in my age range.
Apparently, there's a song by Bickley called I Want to Fuck the Pink Power Ranger. Let's see what it says. I actually kind of like it.
This song's not jiggy at all.
No, but they're very clear on what they want to do with the Pink Power Ranger.
They want to fuck her.
Really?
Yeah, that type of punk rock, it's the affected voice and the clearly we're not trying to do anything with our music type of shit. Nah.
You're about to see 311, so don't say that.
They're not punk rock.
Oh, please.
I know what Dutch is talking about, and yeah, I agree. It's hard to get into that type of...
There are certain bands that got away with it because they were the first ones to do it, like the Ramones or whatever. But like when you go out of your way to...
They're not even in the same... It's not the same style, though.
No, it's just... Yeah, it's just aggressively bad.
on purposely bad garage.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, well, no, nobody said we were good musicians.
So kind of like Sex Pistols then.
Well, again, they were like some of the first ones to do it. It's these later groups, and there's a lot of them that do it too, and they're the ones who you see at Warped Tour a lot.
So. They sound dirty. I don't like it.
Yeah, stupid. Meanwhile, NoFX is going on tour. Oh, that's another one I need to go see.
You didn't even do your Meanwhile drop.
Oh, dude, they're good. They're really funny live. You know, I think we talked about this a while ago about like fans who are, bands that are also like comedians on stage, like Real Big Fish and NoFX and things like that. NoFX is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Ma says Real Big Fish was her favorite concert that she ever saw.
Oh, I want to see them. I'm jealous.
They're very good live. You know, I'll probably play that as an outro. But hold on, what were we talking about before? Hold on, Marie, who am I looking at? Is it the Pink Power Ranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I request a song to when we finish the show from Real Big Fish? Beer.
15 minutes away.
Yeah, sure. Still, though, I want you to have it ready. It's I Want to Hear the Beer Song.
The one just beer?
It's called beer. It's called.
Yeah. I think I'll have myself a beer.
All right.
You know, I think I'll have myself a
beer.
Whoa.
What does that sound?
I don't know.
That's the ocean. Are you?
Oh, that was me smoking.
Oh.
My e-cig.
Really?
It's right here by the mic.
What are you smoking out of?
My e-cig.
A seashell.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I heard the ocean echo.
I got it by the seashore.
Don't try. Don't try to make that joke.
That's
not Jiggy, Mitch.
He sold it to me.
Say it right.
It's not Jiggy at all.
It's not Jiggy at all.
You know what, son? Me and your mother are not very proud of you. What you did was not very Jiggy. And in this household, we do not tolerate unjiggy behavior.
I will not tolerate this unjigginess.
Now you go listen to Big Willie Style in your room until you fucking change your attitude.
Okay, I don't like this story because now that I'm reading it, it's stupid. I'll just go blind on this one. KFC's chicken flavored nail polish is either the best or worst thing ever.
I think. Have we seen this? Have we talked about this before?
Have you heard of this, guys? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Even joking. Like, I feel like we've talked about it.
Yeah, I think we have. I'm pretty sure. It sounds very familiar to me.
I feel like I've already shared an opinion on this.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to.
Okay.
Overdue.
I'll
the fingernail tasting challenges.
Too many.
Did any of you guys watch
the story's too sad. I don't want to read that one.
Did you guys watch any of the DNC?
No.
I saw the highlights.
You down with DNC?
Yeah, you know me.
I did a little bit, and I did see a good chunk of
yeah, but did you DNC
Michelle lost her shoulders Obama because she's not as, you know how she's had like a linebacker belt? She's slimmed up. She looks a little bit better these days. But I did see the part of her speech where she was basically going off about how great it is that she was living in a house that was built by slaves.
You know, I saw a really funny meme. So someone said that, you know, that someone took that, you know, I live in a house that was built by slaves, and they show a kid in rubble and says, oh, you have a house? That's nice. Your dad, your husband bombed mine. Which is factually true. You can't be mad. It is factually true.
I never even thought about that.
Again, when you expand your mind bigger than just like, okay, yeah, slaves, you're right. But your husband accidentally, this is not a lie, we talked about it on the show, accidentally bombed and killed 87 civilians a couple of weeks ago. I mean, relax. Calm down, all right? You're doing fine. But don't rub it in anyone's face.
Right.
Oh, God. And someone else had another funny thing. Goes, how many female votes had to be suppressed for this historic moment in feminism for Hillary to be elected? Which is true, if you think about it.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, look, I'll give credit where it's due.
She looks like a box.
She's the first female that ever got nominated for, you know, Democratic Party or whatever. But let's not act like
that's
she's
not
the
true.
First.
That's not true. That's not true. Have you heard Al Gore now? He is an old woman. So to be fair, he was also nominated. There's just this global warming, guys. It's super bad.
Tipper Gore won't suck my dick if I ask her.
It's just, you know that him and Dan Quayle fuck on the reg.
I keep yelling about this whole global warming thing, and she just says that I'm a pussy.
By the way, Eric goes, Big Willie Styles a privilege. Willennium is the punishment. How is that shitty second album he had? Oh, fuck.
But, no, I mean, like, let's be honest. I mean, as much, I don't want to give Sarah Palin anything, but she
I'll give her this dick.
Yeah. But she was the first woman in a presidential race. I mean, regardless of whether or not you were the presidential candidate or the vice, whatever, you go as a ticket. Let's be honest. She was the first one. As far as I go, as far as I remember, am I wrong?
No, I think out of the vice, yeah, the vice president.
As far as a presidential race goes, the first woman on a ticket, right?
Yeah. Maul says, according to Amy,
she's an idiot. Maul says, wrong. I'm not saying that.
But. Maul says, according to Amy Schumer, Hillary is more qualified than any past presidents combined.
Well, because really? Amy Schumer has gone from being a hysterical comic to being a like sort of those political, yeah. I'm better than you, shill cunts.
She also has become more of an activist these days. And, you know, whatever, you can believe what you believe. And I'm sure she probably thinks in her head, like, okay, I have a voice. A lot of people hear me. But at the same time, it's like.
Yeah, but she has a mouth and she shouldn't. She has a mouth, but she shouldn't eat every cheeseburger, if we're being honest, Amy.
I mean, didn't you say recently that she regrets a lot of her dirty stand-up routines that made her famous?
Yeah, everything that made her what she is now.
She said that, right. that she was pretending to be a white conservative, that it was like an act the whole time.
Like what a made Stephen her Colbert bit.
Right, which wasn't, though. It really wasn't. If you ever saw, that's how she was, is, really. So, you know, whatever. The problem is when you get caught stealing stuff, you have to become political because you've lost all credibility in the comedy world. That's the problem, right? I mean, when you lose credibility in the comedy world, it's really difficult to stay be a comic. So you have to move to politics where you're not criticized. I mean, look at Sarah Silverman at the DNC. She was super topical. She dropped a Baba Booey at the end because it's 1995.
She dropped a Baba Booey?
Yeah. Oh, no. This is 100% true.
Oh, no.
Dude, are you embarrassed? I'm embarrassed. That makes me...
I'm embarrassed that...
That's fucking...
You know what's amazing? This entire DNC made me realize that I shit on Bernie Sanders supporters a lot, but they were right this whole time.
Oh, yeah. You got to respect them.
And Sarah Silverman and all these people that are saying, oh, Bernie supporters need to shut the fuck up and get over it. You're saying to people who have been saying for months that this whole election is rigged in Hillary's favor. It's been proven now. Or flavor, yeah. It has been proven now, and they're still saying get over it. That's scaring me more than anything.
Yeah, Ma says she's cringing. Yeah, she said Baba Booey at the end. And she was, the thing is, Silverman was a huge Bernie supporter, like we were saying. You know, she was absolutely all she was about him. And then all the Bernie bros that were there at the DNC were, you know, screaming for Bernie, like, oh, you got to stop that. We have to unite Hillary. The problem is, and Maul says she's a liberal and she's sick of Hillary. The reason why liberals are sick of Hillary is because Hillary's not a liberal. Really, she's more right-wing than it's the stuff that she's done. She's owned by banks, you know?
I don't know why liberals love her. She's a white cis woman who is paid by corporations to shill out whatever they want, is corporate-owned, and because she has a vagina, they're all saying, oh, yay, Hillary. That's... Yeah. I don't understand after all these leaks that have been revealed why anybody would support Hillary Clinton after this.
I was watching this thing, and I know that Colbert has like nothing going on these days, but he did make a poignant thing the day as far as this entire election is like the lesser two evils. And he basically polled that 50 out of everybody who's like voting for Hillary, 56% of them are like only voting for her. Because they don't want Trump. And this about maybe it was like 55.5 of people who are voting for Trump are only voting for him because they don't want Hillary. Nobody's voting for any of these people because they like them. They just don't want the other person in
office.
Here you
go, Dutch. Here you go.
Gary Johnson, we need 15% of the fucking vote, so they have to allow us in the Libertarian Party, people. Come on.
Dutch, here you go.
Continue to be inspired and moved to action by the ideals set forth by Bernie.
who will never stop fighting for us. I am proud to be a part of Bernie's movement, and a vital part of that movement is making absolutely sure that Hillary Clinton is our next president of the United States. Booyah, Baba Booey.
Oh. Okay. How are you going to support Bernie Sanders' movement, who is his movement is the exact opposite of what Hillary Clinton is, and you want Hillary Clinton to be president?
Dude, again,
makes no sense.
The thing that doesn't make sense to me is that I, again, will say I respect the people that were Bernie people there that did not bow to Hillary, and a lot of them aren't. Because
a lot of them are jumping on the libertarian bandwagon.
Yeah, it's either because it's and by the way, then people are saying, well, that or Jill Stein. Look, Jill Stein, the Green Party.
She's a fucking crazy person.
She
too.
Is an anti-vaxxer. She thinks vaccines cause autism. She's a fucking nut job.
No, the newest one with Jill Stein is she thinks Wi-Fi poisons people's brains.
That is correct. That is what Jill Stein thinks.
Jill Stein is out of her goddamn mind.
Yeah, so again.
And I didn't even mean to rhyme there.
No. Oh, again. Every time. Oh, what? Dutch is being very jiggy.
If you don't mind.
Oh, shit.
I would like to give you the time to talk about Jill Stein.
Ooh. Oh, I thought we were freestyling.
I was good for about 5 seconds there, and then I just lost steam.
Fucking whatever. I mean, everything was, again, even John Oliver, who's a big liberal.
Even Brilliant Minds.
Even John Oliver, who's a big liberal, fucking the last episode was bashing the DNC because you can't. It's a fucking joke. Everything's a joke now. Like, it's a fucking... And they always say, it's a circus. No. This is a literal...
This one is different.
...circus. It's fucking crazy.
This one's different than anyone I've ever seen, than any of us have ever seen.
What I loved about all this is they erected a 8-foot wall.
Huge penis. Oh, sorry.
Yes. They erected a 8-foot penis outside to block all the Bernie bros
yes.
and get in. And you were required a photo ID, I believe, to enter into the convention. And they bashed Trump and the Republicans for wanting to build a wall around the border and requiring a photo ID to vote.
Yep. Because they're hypocrites. They're all fucking crazy. Dude, again, at this point, I've asked, I go, why should I vote for Hillary? The only thing that people could say is, well, she's not Trump. That's it.
That's the only thing.
There's not a viable reason.
How corrupt she is.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
The fact that, like, even today, people are going, she should be criminally charged about that whole email thing. As the Secretary of State, like, that alone. I mean, like, liberal or conservative alone. That whole email thing and the Benghazi thing, I mean, just step back from your own political sides alone and go, that's kind of fucked up, dude.
My biggest thing against Hillary is, like, there's been all of these things coming out against her of, like, people on her staff that have worked for her, her security detail and stuff like that. This one thing came out where this guy was a bomb guy, whatever, sweeping the room, and he had a dog with her. And she said, get that fucking dog away from me. That's why I don't like her. She doesn't like dogs. How can you trust a woman who doesn't like dogs?
Not to channel my inner Gray State here, but did you see the whistleblower from the DNC who was going to testify against, like, Hillary deleting all the emails and how he mysteriously ended up being murdered and the cops have no idea what's going on?
Oh, wait a second.
They can't find a single thing as to what happened with him.
I didn't know about this.
I thought you said... Well,
conspiracy theorists are saying that he is now just the latest victim of the Clinton hit list.
Now, I thought
a lot.
I thought when you said you were going to channel your inner Gray State, you were going to kill yourself and your family, but I was wrong. That's not what you were doing?
No, I'm not a crazy person.
Okay, I was just checking. By the way, Mitch, quick side note. The other day I decided, let me Google Mitch, your first name and last name. Have you ever Googled yourself, Mitch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of good stuff there. Oh,
boy. I cannot believe we haven't talked about this on the show.
Should we save it for next week?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Because there is a lot of people who think Mitch is hiding the truth of the Gray State. You know, you're part of that, right? You're part of the
conspiracy.
You're part of the conspiracy, Mitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking hard.
How have we not talked about this?
I'm scrolling through the Google results.
You see?
That's bullshit, dude.
It's bad, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, then we have to address this either tomorrow or next week or sometime.
The only way for me to address it, Mitch would have to be on the show. I wouldn't address it without him being obviously on the show.
But dude, we have to do something so we can put up some sort of recording or something. I'm looking through.
Listen, real quick.
Fucking kidding me.
Real quick. This is one article just to tease you from when we do talk about
article.
This.
What's the website?
Okay, first off, hold on. I put in Mitch's name. The very first article is, it makes very little sense that the government would kill David Crowley. Then if you keep going down, if you look at Mitch here. Oh, God, Mitch, have you seen the stuff that comes? Oh, no. Oh, no.
I got a lot of good stuff that comes up when you
related to good your stuff. Related to your search to your name is David Crowley obituary. Is that good, Mitch? When you search
that's
your name,
usually when you like search your name and people's obituaries come up, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's good, right? Oh yeah. No, Mitch,
I haven't searched me like in a very long time, and I'm afraid now.
Oh, thank God! The only things that come up when you Google my name are the shitty punk rock bands I record. Thank God. You know. Oh, no, here are some Twitter parodies with me now. Okay, there we go. There we are.
You know, Mitch, if you put your name in Google Trends, you have two spikes on searches. I can guess when one
of the days was.
One of them was November 29th to December 5th, 2015, around that range. And then one was February 28th through March 5th, 2016. So I'm guessing that's when the conspiracies started happening.
Wait, 2015 and 16?
Yeah, that's when it's spiking for
the search. What was the second one again?
The search term Mitch Heil.
No, the second one. What was the date range?
February 28th through March 5th, 2016.
Why then?
I think that's when Reddit started going.
Well, yeah, there's a huge...
I don't know. Okay.
When you Google Mitch's name, there's like entire Reddit articles about the conspiracy.
Oh, Mitch, you really need to contact Google and get like what's that service where you repair your reputation online?
It's called putting a bullet in your head.
Yeah,
no, that's what got me on Google Trending.
Oh, you're right.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
That was not jiggy, Mitch. That was not jiggy at all.
That wasn't jiggy at all.
I love and respect Mitch so much for being able to joke about this.
That took me back. Wow.
Woo!
So what happened on these dates? I don't...
Sorry, go ahead.
It's just a range where it shows a spike in interest. But... When did David die? Was it in 2014?
When he shot himself.
2014.
Oh, no, I didn't go back 2 years. I didn't go back 2 years. I only went back the past 12 months. Hold on. Let me go back 2 years.
Anyway, I hate this song. I hate all of you. Oh, fuck.
All right. Oh, no. If you add Gray State after Mitch Heil.
Don't. Google,
just don't do that.
Don't do that. I'm sorry, Mitch.
Don't do that at all. There's a really fun Facebook group that's called Justice for David Crowley.
They've tried to add me to it.
Yeah, it's just all of these conspiracy theorists that are trying to poke holes in to see everything that happened down, and they're like, "This is the truth. This is what happened." Blah blah blah. I was like, "No, none of that's real."
Can no one in that like sector, the conspiracy sector? I mean, and I can see some of their stuff, but can none of them deal with just something fucked up happens every once in a while.
I thought about this for a while because we have bashed conspiracy theory people, but here's the problem. What feeds conspiracy theories like that you hear like this is when, for example, Hillary Clinton gets hacked and you see there was a conspiracy to make sure that she was in and they took other people out. Yeah, but the problem is with conspiracy theorists like that is they take small things like that and then they keep going without evidence. But the thing is that if we're honest with ourselves, is there shady shit going on in the government? Yeah, there is. Absolutely. But I don't think it's stuff like covering up and killing people. I think it's more stuff like rigging elections and shit like that. That's what I think. You know,
things where people don't die.
Right.
You know what I realized this election? Watch House of Cards. That is a lot of what happens now.
House of Cards is less scary.
House of Cards is less scary than what's really going on. And this isn't just the Democrats. It's the Republicans as well.
Oh, bull, yeah.
But this election is making me realize, oh, my God, House of Cards is no, it's not a drama anymore. It's a documentary.
Yep. Absolutely.
Even more reason why we need a third fucking party in this system. Hey, so everybody go vote for fucking Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson is
all we need is 15%. That's it. Let us into the fucking debates.
Gary Johnson is the only one who out of the three people that are running that is for term limits for Congress.
And he knows he's not going to win the presidency. All he wants is just a percentage of the voters so his party can then be forced to be allowed to be in
the
debate.
It would be legitimized, yeah.
Right.
And it's time to wrap up, huh?
Yes, hammykins, strings, whatever things you have ham afterwards. How you better?
I am better than you because I can eat Chex Mex whenever I want.
Go fuck yourself, Mitch.
I am better than you because I am Google trending for all the right reasons.
No, you're not. No.
Marie.
I'm better than you because I know how to not throw up within song 3 of a Guns N' Roses concert.
That's good.
Royce.
And I'm better than you because that's not jiggy. That's not jiggy at all.
And I'm better than you because the first pair of boobs I saw was at a Dave concert, because that's what the cool kids say.
Fans call him Dave.
Dave all boobs. Right.
Good song, all though. Right. I love working with this one.
Yeah. Hippo juice tomorrow. Anything else?
Deuces!
Deuces! And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. No more. And if you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I say, I think I'll have myself a beer.